What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Today we're going to be looking at some photographs I made during a one-month trip in Hanoi, Vietnam in 2022. And so this was one of the last trips I went on where I was photographing in color, actually. Since then, I transitioned to black and white. And so here you can see I made a photograph right off the bat when I arrived in Hom Kiem Lake. I actually stayed in this hotel here that's just right near Hom Kiem Lake. And so if you're ever going to visit Hanoi, you can actually stay here. I think it was a really great hotel for about a 1 month stay. It was very affordable. There's really good location here around the lake. I mean, every single day I would basically start my day off by going to this lake and then stretching by the water. As you can see here, we have a photograph of these old men stretching by the water. And so yeah, essentially Hom Kiem Lake was the location that I stayed in, and it was the perfect kind of like hot spot. Some first impressions on Hanoi for street photography. Very, 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 very beautiful country, very beautiful city, very beautiful people. I think the experience of walking through the streets of Hanoi, Vietnam will provide you with the chaos you're looking for as a street photographer. Lots of bustling marketplaces, lots of different locations. I found myself in the early mornings arriving at sunrise here at the lake, photographing the tranquility, the sort of serenity, the quiet calmness of the lake, and then going into these hustling, bustling marketplaces just nearby. And not to mention the food is incredible. I was pretty much eating from street vendors a lot of the time. They were selling these like meat skewers, of course, having Vietnamese pho. I tried bun cha and banh mi, etc., etc. But yeah, I find that for Hanoi, though, you know, the problem with Hanoi, I think, is, you know, when you're in these bustling markets, a lot of the time it's very difficult to, you know, put order in your frames. And that's just like a thing that I find in these kind of locations that, you know, are challenging as street photographers, is there is so much overwhelming chaos and there's so much coming at you that sometimes that can actually be a bit challenging to work with. And so, yeah, let's just get right into the video here. We're starting off at Hom Kiem Lake, where I was staying just nearby in that hotel I shared with you on Google Maps. And the first photograph that I made upon arrival was of these children playing alongside the lake. And so one of the things that caught my eye, of course, was the children playing. I think they were trying to catch these baby fish, but there was this little fan there on the bottom right-hand side. And so I wanted to try to include that detail of the fan in relationship to this girl here in the foreground on the left-hand side. And so I was making that relationship very intuitively and looking down from this top-down angle using the water from the lake as my background, right? And so that was the compositional decision that I made right off the bat. And then the other elements in the frame, like these children playing and their gazes and the things that they're doing in the middle ground, were something that actually just fell together naturally through me being there and being present and being patient at the scene, making lots of photos, changing the angle, moving and adjusting my body very slowly, and trying to make something out of nothing here, right? Where it's a simple scene of children playing by the lake, but through being observant and patient and watching as things unfold, I was able to put order to this frame. And so each morning I would wake up and I would watch as these men would gather by the lake with their wives a lot of the times, you know, just stretching, doing simple exercises. You know, it was a very beautiful thing to witness every single morning at around 5:30 a.m. whenever the sun was rising at this time. And so I would catch the sunrise pretty much every single day. And so I find that the lifestyle of the Vietnamese here in Hanoi is extremely healthy. A lot of the men are very healthy. They're very old, but they're very vibrant with vitality, which I found to be very fascinating as opposed to the American lifestyle. You know, I find that the Vietnamese in Hanoi are very hardworking. They wake up early, you know, they live, they play, they eat together, they sort of work and live alongside the same areas. You know, they have their shop and then they live on top of the shop. You'll find people sleeping as they're working, as they have such a hard work ethic. And so I think that the sort of lifestyle was interesting to witness. Very much had, you know, these like warm family values. Every weekend the lake would shut down, and so you would basically be able to walk in the street, and so the street would be open, there would be no vehicles, there would be sort of like parades, festivities, cultural things, stages with performances, you know, shops and things, and some stuff that was just like very family friendly, lots of big families in Hanoi. And I thought that was just like a very beautiful thing to witness in Hanoi. And so I would basically wander around the lake for a majority of the morning because I found it just to be a beautiful way to start the day, get the sunrise, start to walk, start to photograph, and start to get those steps in. And so when you start to explore these markets, you know, it's very much a sort of gritty environment, right? There's so much energy, there's chaos, there's people working, sleeping, there's people eating, drinking, and of course smoking. And so one of the sort of local smoking devices they would use is this like wooden bamboo sort of like smoking pipe, and they would smoke tobacco and drink this very strong, I believe, green tea. And so I would basically approach people. They were curious about me with my camera. And so this was one of the moments where I saw this guy. He had some really cool tattoos and he was showing me his tattoos. And I started to make, I asked him if I could make a picture of his tattoo. And then afterwards, I sort of just sat down and just hung out with the guys. And, you know, despite the language barrier in these locations, through photography, this universal language, you can interact with people in the world. And then so by sitting down alongside this group here, I was able to come home with this frame. And one of the things I was very hyper aware of when I was making this particular photograph was the way in which I could use this background. And so you see these repeating shapes of these squares here. And so I essentially made sure to photograph from the angle at which these people are sitting. And so that's why I sat down next to these people. I sat down right across from them. So I was at their level, sitting down on these small stools. These small stools you'll see pretty much everywhere all throughout Vietnam. And so the idea with this photograph was to really just immerse myself in this environment of these men at play here, just hanging out, chilling inside of the market. And so I filled the foreground with this man who was drinking some tea, obviously, and in relationship to the moment of the man smoking there in the middle of the frame. That was really the main idea with this photograph, was to just capture the drinking, the smoking, and the sort of relaxing nature of hanging out here in the marketplace. And so as I was making the photograph, one of the things I look for is to have clean separation and make sure that everybody is within their sort of designated place in the composition. And so you can see here, one of the key elements is I made sure to include the feet of this man here on the left-hand side. I'm very aware of these things as I'm photographing, and then intuitively sort of just plug people together. But, you know, that sort of small detail of the feet being visible within the frame is something I try to make sure, because I think when you cut the feet off, a lot of the time the composition will, you know, be a little bit more sloppy. And so I look to try to put order to these chaotic moments, and of course photograph the decisive moment of the sip and the smoking. You know, these things come with time spent through being present and photographing and working a scene. It's not something that you're just going to walk through quickly and make a quick snapshot and get this kind of thing. And so I was very much amazed by the family life. You know, this was something that was just intriguing to me, you know, just seeing the way that, you know, the fathers and mothers would gather on these motorbikes and throw their children on the back and take them home from school and spend the weekends walking around the lake. It was just a very beautiful, warm, sort of like cozy feeling that I had in Hanoi. It was just a very beautiful city. And so, you know, the motorbikes were a big part of the sort of culture in Hanoi. Most people ride on these motorbikes. I used an app called Grab Taxi, I believe it was called. And so sometimes if I wanted to go to a new location, I would essentially call a Grab Taxi and I would get on the back of these motorcycles that would take me to the locations that I would then photograph. Otherwise, Hanoi is a very walkable city and you can pretty much walk everywhere. There are a few different spots that you might want to take the Grab Taxi to visit. But yeah, this is just a very simple photograph of a family gathered outside of school. It was a little bit of a rainier day, and yeah, needless to say, I'm pretty happy with this frame. I like the warm energy between the children and the parents, and you know, the movement of that other motorcycle in the background sort of adds to this sort of scene here. Lots of different kind of like board games, gambling, different things going on. You know, the locals like to hang out, smoke and drink. And those kind of scenes were something that just came naturally to me that I immersed myself in just out of my own curiosity. This is a very playful photograph. This woman was sort of just so happy to see me. I don't know. I had the, you know, you see this. This is kind of funny, actually. You can see in this photograph, I actually wish I put in the slideshow the photo that I made of myself with the conical hat. I don't know how you call it, but these like Vietnamese hats. I actually bought one of those, and I was walking around with this hat, and this woman here in the foreground was just so happy. She thought it was just so funny, and like they actually love seeing, I think, tourists immerse themselves in the culture. And you know, you think of it, you know, as a different kind of, you know, like in America, we don't. I don't know, like we think it's like bad to like to like wear local clothing that, you know, the people in other countries wear. We think it's like cultural appropriation or something. But like I literally was making this photograph wearing that hat, and she was just so happy and like immersed in talking to me and just like curious about me, and I made this photo. I don't know. But yeah, I wound up getting in the shadow the woman that was holding the fan. I got the hat that she is wearing, and I was wearing the same hat, and it's just kind of fun. And so, yeah, this is one of the main markets. I wish I were to pull up the name. It was like Don Juan Market. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head the name of this market, but this was one of like the hotspot markets that I would visit very frequently. And so I was always sort of returning to this location because you could essentially photograph inside, like indoors within the market where there's lots of activity and people moving through and working. But then you could also step outside and there was beautiful light. There was beautiful scenes sort of by the trucks where people gather and, you know, a lot of different environments that you could work with. And there was a lot of different levels to this certain location where you could move up the stairs to different planes. And, you know, walking through these markets, you'll see different shops and vendors. This is a barber. I'm photographing as the man is getting his face shaved. That sort of gritty, sort of half outdoor, half indoor sort of barbershop. And, you know, these like places where people work in the markets just became the natural place that I gravitated to. These kind of areas were the most chaos, the most sort of energy was. And so, yeah, a lot of the time early in the morning, I would visit certain markets where people were working. And, you know, I found that if you wake up early enough in the morning when people are starting to set up their shops, and the light is starting to come above the horizon and you have that nice sunrise, you can sort of get the best moments here at this particular time. And so I don't have that many photographs from this trip here to share with you. I think there may be 12 in this slideshow. But needless to say, the one takeaway I have is the tranquility of this lake and simply walking alongside the lake and watching the different families and seeing the everyday life and the routine of the people in Hanoi, Vietnam was very uplifting and joyous. And I think that reflects in this photograph that I made. And so I find actually that the last frame that I made is one of my favorite photos. It's a very simple photo, a simple juxtaposition between this man wearing or sleeping on this motorcycle here in the foreground. You know, what's interesting is like you walk around Hanoi and it's like it's like there's like three things that you're going to see in Hanoi, okay? Like over and over again. You're going to see men either sleeping on their motorcycles, you're going to see men and women working really hard, or you're going to see like guys like chilling, smoking, kind of just like hanging out. And then of course like families. And I just think it's funny because you're going to see the same thing over and over again. And like the people sleeping on the motorcycles became like a very common thing that I would see. But the one thing that I noticed in this particular instance, and the reason why I got so close to this person who is sleeping on his motorcycle, is of course in the background, we have this hand here that's sort of twirling the coffee, you know, that espresso there. And, you know, I just thought it was funny in relationship to the sleeping man in the foreground, you know, with his hand here on his forehead as he's tired. That sort of juxtaposition between the energy from the coffee and the sleepiness of the man was something very simple that I really don't even need to explain, but I'm just sharing with you what drew my eye to make this frame. It was obviously the advertisement in the background, and so I made sure to get really close to that sleeping man to make this particular frame. And so that's actually pretty much it from Hanoi, Vietnam. That was one of the last trips that I went on and photographed in color. And you know, if I'm going to be honest with you and like vulnerable with you about these kind of frames you see on my wall here, the next video I'm going to do on Philadelphia. I'm going to share with you some of the photos I made in color in Philly. And you can see here these two frames. These were probably my two favorite frames from Hanoi here on the wall. We have the man sleeping on the right-hand side and then the man waking up on the left-hand side. I think those two are my favorites. But yeah, what I realized while I was in Hanoi and walking around the lake and watching all of the different families and the everyday life and routine was that it felt like, I don't know, when I was photographing in Hanoi, I felt like I was getting very repetitive with the compositions I was making. I was getting very repetitive with the work and the sort of scenes I was seeing, constantly going back to these markets, constantly trying to one-up myself and make better photos. And there was a point in my journey meditating around the lake that I realized that the reason, and like I think it has to do with like me seeing this like child like smiling in this frame, and like the happiness and the joy of like these families. Like here we have like this scene on the motorcycle. Like there was something in me that was like missing in just like my life generally, where I was like, I don't know, I felt like I was like looking at life as an outsider, not really like live, like kind of like just too focused on like hunting and looking for photos at this particular time of my life. You know, this was around the time where I was really just like out there on the hunt looking for my next best photo. And so when I returned to America, actually, I went to B&H and I sold all of my camera equipment after this trip. And I wanted to make a reset. And so I started shooting in black and white since then. And, you know, ever since then, I don't know why, I feel like I've returned to this like beginner's child mind, this like forever student of photography, where I don't want to ever feel like I've done it all, seen it all, or photographed it all. Because I feel like during this particular trip, I was kind of hitting a wall. Like I felt like, and you might be able to witness that in the photos that I'm sharing with you. And it felt like I was just repeating myself too much. And I don't want to just continuously repeat myself throughout my life as a photographer. You know, I don't want to make the same kind of photos. I don't want to make the same kind of work over and over again. And so something just intuitively within me, like something was calling me when I was walking around that lake, that like something is just not right with the process, you know, where it was like getting in the way. I remember coming home and like I was importing my photos and it was like taking forever, and I was like backing them up on these hard drives and shit, and it was just like everything just felt so slow in terms of my photography process, and I wasn't seeing the results I wanted. You know, I feel like I was too attached to the outcome of me making something during this trip. And I think because of that, when I returned home, I sort of let go of my old process, of my old thoughts of what's a good or bad photo. And I've sort of just stepped into the stream of becoming, of change, of evolution and growth. And I think that's where I want to be endlessly throughout the rest of my journey, to forever be in a state of evolution and change. I don't want to ever feel like I'm doing the same thing over and over again. I want to actually push myself as a photographer and push myself as an artist to continuously tinker, to experiment, to innovate, and to try new things. And so this trip taught me that. This trip opened me up sort of emotionally in my soul to return to black and white, to return to the essence of the medium, to remove color, to remove the idea that a photo is good or a photo is bad, and sort of just live my everyday life, bringing my camera for the ride and making snapshots throughout my day, as opposed to visiting a new location and being on the hunt looking for the next best photo. Nowadays, what I do is I simply affirm that my next photo is my best photo. And I think what happened during this trip is I had a mindset shift. My mindset and my philosophy has completely transformed around life and photography generally. And so because of that, when I returned home and I came home from this trip, and I'm very grateful for this trip because it taught me a lot about myself. Now I find so much more joy in my photography, and I feel like this big kid here, this little kid here running through the lake. And, you know, that's where I want to be with my photography. And I don't know, I just figured I'd share that at the end of this video. Something that I learned, you know, something that I learned on this trip. I can't really put too many words together right now, sort of candidly, to describe why or how this change came to be. But it really has to do with my philosophy and my approach. And it really just came through me walking around the lake and observing the families and observing life, and then thinking about why I photograph and really trying to get at the root about like why I do this thing. And I think during this trip, I realized that I don't practice photography to make impressive photographs or to make good photographs, but I practice photography because it allows me to engage with humanity, to cherish these small moments that I have with other people through these experiences of traveling and practicing my photography. And the process itself is where you find meaning. And I think that's what I really learned and took away from this trip. And so ever since then, when I returned home to Philadelphia, I've essentially embraced the spirit of play since this time in 2022 until now in 2025, wrapping up the year, almost 2026 now. It's been about 3 years of this transition into black and white. And so, yeah, the next video, I'm going to break down the photos I've made throughout my journey in Philadelphia, and then we'll see where we go from there. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this video. Just wanted to share the photos and some of the ideas I came home with at the end of the trip, I think are the most valuable. And so, yeah, with that being said, thank you for watching today's video, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.